And we're back with another interview celebrating and wrapping up Women's Month, this time with Melissa DeVries, who is an actress, hip-hop MC, dance and TV presenter, best known for her role on Orange Flay on CakeNet. Melissa has competed in dance competitions on a global level and has always loved performing and dancing. Melissa was born in Blackheath in Cape Town and presents her own show called A Walk with Mel, which promotes local entertainers in Cape Town, South Africa. She's the producer and presenter of the self-funded show and hopes to bring change by showcasing local talent while she herself is still a working artist trying to grow and reach the goals and dreams she's had since childhood. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So how did this whole journey of presenting and emceeing start for you?
You know what, it's funny, if I think back now, I remember when I was younger, my mom used to listen to a certain radio station, which I didn't enjoy. You know, when you're young, you want to listen to the hip-hop and the tracks, and I used to pretend to be this lady. I used to record myself on a cassette back in the day and pretend to be this person hosting my own show. And then eventually when I was older, I mean, I studied business, etc., and then started going for presenting classes just to see, you know, what it will be like, and then I kind of liked it, and I'm still doing it until now, yeah.
And what has this whole journey been like for you, learning the process of presenting and now actually being able to present to audiences?
Wow, it's been amazing because, I mean, you get inspired by all the artists you interview. It's also a cool process of learning about yourself and how to present yourself. And it's such a cool way for me because I do my own show, A Walk with Mel. It's so cool because I have to create my own lane, basically. So you're learning a lot. I'm still learning how to produce, and which is not my favorite thing to do, but you're learning to basically create your own lane and do what's best for you and for the rest of South Africa.
And then throughout this time, who or kind of what has been your motivation?
Motivation, wow, the struggle. I think the struggle has motivated me. Sometimes the negative things, which is negative, which is not supposed to motivate you, kind of fueled me to keep on going, you know, to keep on focusing on my goals. But yeah, I would say the struggle and the negativity definitely fueled me, which is a funny thing, yeah.
And what have you enjoyed the most?
Enjoyed.
Yeah, being able to do and enjoy the most.
So now you're talking about presenting or acting?
Or just
yeah,
anything.
As an artist, I think acting is something I really love. I mean, it just takes a while in Cape Town to get into it. But I mean, dancing is definitely something that I love to do, and acting for sure. Presenting as well. So it's difficult for me to choose one. But for now, I would say acting is one of my favorites, the top of the three.
And then we're celebrating Women's Month throughout the broadcasts today. So what does Women's Month mean to you?
Wow. Women's Month is such a powerful month for all females, you know. It's something that we don't realize because back in the day, as females were suppressed. So being able to do what I do in a male-dominant, especially in the hip-hop industry, in a male-dominant industry, it's a privilege. And I'm grateful for the people before me, the women before me, for doing what they did to give me the opportunity to do what I do today.
And what advice or inspiration do you have for the kids in hospital who maybe want to get into acting or presenting, whatever it may be?
Advice would be to definitely take a class or two just to see if you really like it. Because sometimes we rush into going into things and then you don't really like it. So take a class or two. It's okay to be yourself. You know, it's important to be confidently and confidently yourself, you know. So I would say definitely take a class or two if you want to go into acting or presenting. And then you have to come to people like this RX Radio, come and work with the community stations and see if it's something that you will do for the rest of your life. It's important to do something that you love and not something for hype or for fame. Yeah.
Okay, so before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, I think people can catch me at events. I think I should just share my next events I'm emceeing at. So I will be at African Hip Hop in Durban the 14th of September, 13th and 14th of September. I'll also be at Young Dreamers Academy, which is also a dance studio. Their show on the 21st of September. And today I'm actually in Athlone Community Center. It's Hood Hop Africa. It's an event where dancers come together and battle it out. So I'll be there later today from 12.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.